Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. I'm your host, Brandon Watlington. Today is Wednesday, April 1st. April Fool's Day. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell April Fool's joke on you. Or will I? No, I'm not. April 1st, 2015. What's going on, gang? Hey, yo, listen, let me tell you this right now. We are actually live downtown right now. So if you're actually by Atlantic Station, let me tell you this right now. Come through, see me, check me out. We're down here right now kind of kicking with some people. Just get a chance to air out with the patrons, all the people, the crowd that's coming in and out. Get some opinions because we're getting something set up for our next show that I really want you guys to check out. It's going to be a phenomenal show, but anyway, today's show is brought to you by angranddesigns.com. That's A-N-G-R-A-N-D-S designs.com. A-N-G-R-A-N-D-D-E-Z-I-G-N-S.com. Totally had it backwards. They are a proud sponsor of the Brandon Watlington Show for almost 3 years now, actually. So they've been down with us since day one. We want to thank them for being a proud sponsor. And, of course, hit us up on Facebook at Watlington Show, Instagram, and Twitter at BJW, B-E-E-J-A-Y. D-O-U-B-L-E is where you can hit me up at online as well, okay? We got a couple of new songs for you that I want to play for you, as well as a couple of topics that I really want to touch that have really sparked a lot of controversy in America, especially with what's going on in Indiana. So we want to make sure that we speak on that as well. We'll get onto that later on in the show. Like I said, right now we're live downtown Atlantic Station. Make sure that you guys come check us out. We got some new Kendrick Lamar. I've been ranting and raving about this album since I got it, and I'm still ranting and raving on it. My favorite tracks off of it, I probably got like 7 of them, but I'm just going to play this one right here. This is one of my favorite joints off the album right now. This is These Walls. This is Kendrick Lamar on Brandon Watlington's show. Let's do it.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same.
Continuously, I can see your defense mechanism is my decision. Knock these walls
shut down, that's my religion. Wall feeling like they ready to close in. I suffocate, they catch my second wind. I resonate in these walls. I don't know how long I can wait in these walls. I've been on the streets too long. Looking at you from the outside in. They sing the same old song about how they was always the cleanest. I beg to differ, I must have missed them. I'm not involved, I'd rather diss them. I'd rather call on you, put your wall up. Cause when I come around, demolition go.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallinson Show. That was Trey Songz with Love Around the World off of his Trigger album. Make sure to look out for that new deluxe edition that's coming out fairly soon as well. Also, we just heard Kendrick Lamar with These Walls off of his To Pimp a Butterfly album. Great album. If you guys haven't already picked up, purchased it, download it from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. I plead with you, please go get this album. Please go get this album. I mean, it's the best thing. It's really the best thing I've heard in probably about 5 years. For me, it's the best thing I've heard in 5 years, easily. I can't see anything else that could really top this album right here. I think next one up would be J. Cole. J. Cole will be the next one up. But anyway, listen, guys, hey, listen, we are live downtown Atlantic Station. What's up, everybody? I step outside, make sure that we could get a chance to get some of this nice weather that's outside for the time being right now before, you know, it gets crappy again. One thing about Atlanta weather, let me tell you this right now. One thing about Atlanta weather, I always joke about this, but it has Atlanta weather, Georgia weather, period, has ADD. Every 2 seconds, it changes its mind as far as what it wants to do with the way that it wants, whether it wants to be hot, cold, dry, wet, whatever the case is. Georgia weather is just straight up and down, unpredictable. At least I know what I'm going to get, you know, on the West Coast. At least you know what you're going to get up north. Georgia, forget about it. It's not going to be the same. Hey, listen, make sure that you guys check us out. BlogTalkRadio.com. Subscribe at Brandon Watlinson Show. It's BlogTalkRadio.com/Brandon Watlinson. As well as subscribe or hit me up. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Definitely do a lot on both. That's BJW, that's BEEJAYDOUBLE and the letter U. Today we're going to talk about two things. First and foremost, I want to get this first part out before I even get to the second part. Everybody's talking about what's going on in Indiana. If you haven't heard, they have passed a religious freedom bill that will allow business owners to turn away and not serve people who are gay. That's right, 2015. They passed a religious freedom bill that turns away people, hatred, if they are homosexual. I am strong. I'm strong in my Christian beliefs, my Christian faith, and I do believe that there is an attack. I have to say, I do believe that there is an attack on religion. I think, understand this, I think it's number one that you should have a spiritual connection in your belief, and that the religion should be a reinforcement. But I think, you know, a lot of people get misconstrued about the religion piece. But either way, I think that there is an attack on religion, that they're stifling it and letting anything happen in some instances. But in this case here, I have to say this. I think that this is somebody hiding behind their hatred, hiding behind religion in order to turn away people. And if there's anything, you know, without trying to get all super, you know, deep spiritually or religious, whatever the case is, but let's go there for a minute. If there's anything that we know about, you know, the higher calling, the higher power that we know is God, okay? If there's anything that we know about God, is that God is love. That's what we're taught, right? And God loves us no matter what. Now, he may not necessarily agree with what we do, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't love us. And me personally, I do believe that there will be a day where, you know, well, we all have to be held accountable for our actions, and, you know, it'll be the day of judgment. But, you know, that's one thing. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't love us and give us a chance at trying to do things a certain way. But like I said, with that said, I really don't think that this is what we should be doing, or what the state of Indiana should be allowing, really, or anybody should be allowing. Because guess what? You're saying that you are discriminating, that you're turning away this person because they are gay. Are you saying because they're gay, or it's because that they are sinful? Because here's the thing. Whether or not we agree with it or not, in all honesty, we look, you know, homosexuality is looked at as a higher sin than any other sin. But they're all the same, you know, in God's eyes. But if so, we're going to take away, we're going to push away a gay man or a gay woman, a person because they're gay. That means that we're going to push. That means that we should push away the person who's the adulterer. We're going to push away the person who's the murderer. We're going to push away the person that's a liar. We're going to push away the person that's a cheater, envious, you know, greedy, whatever you call it, any of the sins that we know of, then that means that we should be pushing them away, not just a particular sin. And unless that person is walking in drag, or super feminine, or super masculine, depending on the opposite sex that they are, how would you know that the person is gay? So I'm saying is this, is that if you're going to discriminate against one, then discriminate against all. And if that's the case, then guess what? Nobody should be able to get served anywhere because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of our God. Okay? So I personally do not agree with the law to ban people from, you know, homosexuals from getting served or eating, you know, served food or any type of service. I think it's crazy. I really do. There's so much. There's so many other things that we could be doing with our time. But here's what they don't understand is that by them actually by the governor of Indiana creating this law or actually having this law come to pass, he's given more attention to the cause of gays and lesbians that they're trying to get in the first place. So if anything, he's feeding more energy into it, whether or not he realizes it or not. Basically, what he's doing, he's getting ready to make this into a modern day civil rights movement as what they would love to compare. Not saying it is, but what they would love to compare it as with equal rights for African Americans, because blacks weren't able to sit in the front, you know, colors only, drinking water fountain, back of the bus, couldn't eat at a certain table, or sit at a certain table, all those different things. That's basically what this could equate to. In some areas of this situation, I just really wanted to make sure I could get my voice, my opinion out on this, and hopefully you guys understand where I'm coming from as well. Want to hear your thoughts? Hit me up on WatlintonShow@gmail.com. 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 Would like to hear your thoughts on that. Let me know what you think. You know, whether or not is it warranted, you know, for them to pass this law, or is it just downright silly? You know, maybe I got it all backwards, and I'm not sitting here saying I'm not sitting here saying down with gays. I'm not sitting here saying whatever. I'm just saying here that there is no way that this should be allowed. That we should allow this to go into law, where you can decide not to serve anybody because of their orientation. That's just crazy. It is really crazy. Anyways, coming up, old school jam coming up for you guys. This one here, I'm going to take it back to 1992. The year is 1992, and Left Eye, T-Boz, Chili, on their debut album, Ooh, on the TLC tip. This is a classic right here. This is Baby, Baby, Baby here on the Brandon Wallinson Show.
You want my love, girl, that's alright.
BlogTalkRadio.com. That was TLC, Baby, 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 off of the 1992 album. Actually, what, released 91, I believe. 91, 92. More of the TLC tip. Hey, guys. Make sure that you guys check us out every Wednesday, 6 p.m., BlogTalkRadio.com. Let's call. Hey, I think we got a caller calling in. Caller, you there? Okay, I guess caller wasn't there. Okay. Okay, when I say, are you there, you got to answer. You got to answer, people. You got to answer, people. Anyways, and like I said, make sure you guys hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Wallington. That way you can subscribe to the show. As well as we are finally, this is not April Fool's joke. Now that we are April, we are launching the YouTube page. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I'm telling you, this has been really a year or two in the making of trying to actually get this thing together. So I'm so thankful that we are getting this up and running finally for the first time the way that we really want to do it. So make sure, listen, I'm telling you this right now. Go to my Instagram page. That way you'll know exactly where to go to for my YouTube page as well. Okay, this is going to be everything from interviews to motivational messages to, you know, music to my sneakers. I mean, it's everything. So this is basically all wrapped up in one. This is Brandon TV, okay? So Brandon TV, make sure you guys go check it out. Subscribe to that as well. What I want to leave you guys with before we head out today, all right? Like I said, we're live downtown here at Atlantic Station. What I want to leave you guys with is this. There are so many different things that happen in our lives. And the one thing that we have the complete, total control of is ourselves. It's really ourselves. And the key to that, a key component to really getting what you want out of this life, a key component to you really getting the joy that you want out of this life, the key component that gets you where you want to be, where you need to be, some way, shape, or form, some way, somehow, the one requirement is this: courage. That's the requirement. That's the requirement that will get you into places that you would have never imagined that you could get to, that you thought only your grace and mercy could get you to, and it is, because if you're stepping out on your faith and you're stepping out on your courage, that grace and that mercy was able to actually manifest itself and to work itself into fruition. So playing it small does us no good, people. Playing it big makes all the difference in the world. Courage is what allows you to fight for your dreams. Courage allows you to make that phone call to that person and say, hey, I want to meet with you because I have an idea that could really change the world. And at the same time, if it makes you millions, hey, even better, okay? But it's about changing the world. It's about impacting the world in a positive way. All the other stuff, all the monetary gains will come with that in time. But it's about making a real strong, forceful impact that will make our lives better and enlighten everybody. But it takes someone with courage. And that person is you, okay? That person is you. That person is me. That person is your neighbor next door. That person is your mom. That person is your dad, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, auntie, uncle. That's your child, your brother, your sister. But guess what? They don't know that because they haven't been told that. They don't know that because they haven't tapped into that potential. They don't know that because their eyes haven't been exposed to that. You don't know that because your eyes haven't been exposed to that. Your heart hasn't been exposed to that. But that's what I'm here for, to let you know that it is in you. It is your courage. It is your tenacity. It is your strength. It is your wisdom. It is your lack of wisdom in some cases to make you go forward. Because sometimes when you know too much, you fall out and you pass out because you're too fearful. Let me tell you this right now. It's not about the person who's the most talented. It's about the person who's the most relentless, with the most consistency and persistent, that makes all the difference in the world. And to be persistent and consistent, it takes courage. Courage is the game changer. Courage is the difference maker. Courage is the beginning and end of all things. It takes courage to make moves. It takes courage to change the world. It takes courage to be a better you. I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Atlanta Station, for having me here. Check us out next Wednesday, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. East Coast time, blogtalkradio.com. Brandon Wallington. Take care. God bless. See you. Peace.